The city provides a low-cost spay neuter program for residents of St. John's, with our goal being to decrease the cat overpopulation issue, which we all know exists in the city. The city spay program is performed by city staff at the Humane Services, and we can do up to 140 per year. But the cat neuter program, we recently, you remember, I think last year, outsourced it to the Kemet Road Animal Hospital, and they have an ability to perform a much, much bigger number of cat surgeries, male cats, so over 500 per year. There has been a low response from residents for both programs, but specifically the neuter program. The spay program had an uptake of 50 out of 105 for April to December, and the cat neuter program had an uptake of 28 out of 500 for the same period. So the Kemet Road Animal Hospital also performs the SPCA low-cost program surgeries, and they performed 276 for the SPCA in 2019. And of course, the SPCA covers a broader area, not just the city of St. John's. This equals 248 more than the city cat neuter program. And one of the biggest barriers that we see in residents availing of the program is the net income threshold level. So this is important. The city's eligibility requirements are currently that you have to have a combined family income of less than $25,000. And ages 65 or older receiving the GIS, a guaranteed income supplement. So we're recommending today that we basically update the eligibility to a combined family income of $40,000 or less, or in a single income of $25,000 or less. So that means that a lot more people will be, because you know, if you're a family of four, say, making $40,000, you're low income, 100%. So we're just updating this to reflect more accurately, I think, where our economy is. And I'm really happy to recommend this change.
I feel I should already know this answer, having been the animal service person the prior 2 years from Councilor Byrne taking over. If we're lucky enough, because I hope we are, that we reached a threshold and reached a max number, it's on a first-come, first-served basis. Correct? So if we had more than that, we wouldn't look at taking the lower incomes versus, say, someone that was right at 40. So it's first come, first served. Okay, that's what I thought.